Come here.
Help me.
Help your old lady aunt. Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl.
Where emotional damage is the theme of the week.
Yes, it is. I am Mandy of the Monday Clan.
And I am Karen from Haxahaven Academy.
That's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. I didn't realize it until I said it out loud.
Yeah,
It
but
doesn't sound like a mouthful when you're reading it.
then when you say it, it's like, oh my God, wait.
Oh, words are hard. All right, friends. In our timeline, it is September 22nd, but in your timeline, it's September 30th.
This is
What the
freaking me out,
hell?
man. I don't know how to feel about it being almost October.
I'm not well. I'm not
I
well.
told the twins were laughing at me. They were laughing at me because I told them that I woke up in the middle of the night last night and I like was in like a cold sweat panic because I was like, my brain was like, there's no way you're gonna have enough time to like get everybody's Christmas gifts. Like,
Oh no.
I don't know why, but my brain was just like, you haven't started shopping, and it's like it's 3 months from now.
But also, it's only 3 months from
It's
now.
only 3 months, but and I normally I have started shopping by now, where I haven't really this year, but they were just laughing so hard that it was like middle of the night. That's what I'm up thinking about is Christmas.
Adult life.
Yeah.
That's what adulting is like.
I'm so ready and I'm not ready at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it to be Christmas, but then I'm not.
All right.
I have a correction.
Okay.
So I was talking about the last Dreamwalker and I thought that the character's name was Nima. I'd only met her once at the point that I was at, but her name was Nola, and I don't know why on earth I didn't remember that.
I mean,
There
you
are a
only met
few
her once.
characters. Yeah, I'd only had her POV once. So correction, her name was Nola.
All right, shall we get into it?
Yeah.
This
What?
week in fangirling.
Yeah, what did you do this week?
What did I do this week? I finished Mockingjay, and I feel like we talked about it last week, but it bears repeating. Context matters in terms of like when you're thinking about things that can be triggering or like need a trigger warning. Yeah, this book
Yeah.
specifically, because this one
Yeah.
had like it had a few things that I was like, oof, could have used some
Yeah.
warning. So, but
I know. And I was like, because you text me and I was like, okay, don't hate us too much because it's been a decade since a lot of us have read this. And I don't remember what color shoes I have on any day. Like, I could not tell you what color, like, what pajama pants do I have on right now? I have no idea.
yeah,
So,
I was like, I was doing laundry maybe, and I had the audiobook going, and it got to, I mean, it's been a decade. Spoiler
yeah.
alert is not necessary, but
Yeah.
I was listening, and then she was saying Finnick was still in the tunnel, and I was like, no. I literally stopped what I was doing, stood there with my hands out, like, no, what? No.
That's
I
literally
was
like the text messages
not
that you sent
well.
me in that order.
That's
Because
exactly what happened.
And I know that because I had my phone was on silent, but I had opened my laptop and I wasn't on the phone with Josh. That's what it was. I was on the phone with Josh. So my phone wasn't giving alerts, but my laptop was like bing, 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 bing. And Josh was like, is someone dead? What happened? What is going on? I was like, well, yeah, someone is dead. Nobody you have to worry about, but
It
someone
was
died.
so traumatizing. I was like, no, they
Yeah.
just got married. And then at the end, she was pregnant. I was not okay. I was not
Yeah.
okay at the end of that book.
I completely, like, to be
Oh,
real with you,
God.
I completely forgot she existed. I really did. I remember Finnick. I
It
forgot about
was
her.
so traumatizing. It's so
I
traumatizing.
know.
I like.
I told Josh I want to rewatch the movies. I'm not able to commit to the books right now.
It was the worst. It was the worst. I
Yeah.
still like have heart palpitations over it. It was
Yeah.
terrible. Not since did I just, oh.
Yeah, feel so
I mean,
traumatized.
there was one in between that, but I can't say because that book has not been out in
Yeah.
the world long enough yet. But yeah, I oof.
Rough. I
And
think
I
I was
feel
at
like
work when I listened because I did all the audiobooks because I used to do like data entry. I think that was the one where I like ran to the bathroom real quick.
I was glad that I was at home because I was not well.
Yeah.
So I finished that. I listened to All of Us Villains. I
Yay!
loved it. I can't wait for the next one. I'm waiting
Well,
for No, I know, but I
oh,
don't have it.
okay. I was like, wait a second.
I'm waiting for my library loan to come through.
Yeah.
Because it's not on Scribe, so I'm like, they say like 4 weeks. I'm like,
give
fine.
Me that, please.
Fine. And then I read an arc called The Maiden and the Unseen by Jeanette Rose and Alexis Rune. It is the first book in a series, I guess, and it's kind of like a Hades Persephone retelling, but like,
love those.
Real spicy. It's basically like a smutty Hades and Persephone. So they're still gods in like this world. But all of the gods, like all the Olympians, have been on Olympus for like many years, and Hades never left the mortal realm. And Zeus is all of a sudden like, hey, people can go visit the mortal realm and live in the mortal realm now. And because Hades never left, he has like billions of dollars because he has run a successful business. And so Zeus basically volunteers him as a babysitter to all the gods who decide to go back to Earth. And Demeter, Persephone's mom, has like kept her hidden from like everybody. Nobody knows she exists. And so she like sneaks her into the mortal realm because Persephone is like, I want to go. I haven't done anything. Like I've been locked up, basically. And so she's been living there for like 2 years, and Hades finances everyone. And so he notices there's some sort of discrepancy, like somebody who's trying to like fly under the radar, like live on Earth, taking his money, but not following his rules, essentially.
Yeah.
And so he, like, weeds him out. Obviously, it's Persephone.
Yeah.
And so, basically, he, like, forces her to come work for him because, obviously, he feels something. And so, it's just them, like, it's like enemies to lovers because they hate each other when they first meet. And so, it's pretty good. I mean, it's not, like, the best thing I've ever read, but it's decent. If you're looking for, like, a nice, smutty Hades Persephone retelling,
I think every Hades and Persephone retelling is smutty. I mean, A Touch of Darkness was smutty, and I haven't read it, but I know Electric Idol is smutty too.
Oh, I know Electric Idol is smutty too, yeah. So maybe that's just what we need in this world.
I don't want to recommend it yet because it left on like the most devastating cliffhanger, and I think she said the next book's not going to be out until 24. I read it's the A Touch of Darkness.
I think you talked about it before, which is why I haven't started
last
it yet.
Last year. Yeah, last year I read it, and on her website then it was, okay, well in 2022, so I was like, I have to wait a year. I have to wait two more years, and it is not left off in a good spot at all.
So that's why I haven't started it yet. It's been on my list, but I haven't started them.
Yeah, don't,
because you specifically wait
for a little bit.
So
it was like, awful.
No thanks.
And it's the same. It's not like groundbreaking writing or anything like that, but it was enjoyable enough that like I'm still like,
yeah,
it's got me in a chokehold that I'm like dying for that next book.
So I read that. I didn't write down when it comes out, but it's coming out soon. I think
it'll come out someday.
I think it's the end of this month. It might be next week. Might be the 27th. I think. Maybe. Who knows? And then I read A Pho Love Story by Lone Lei. It is kind of like Romeo and Juliet-ish. It's not billed as like a Romeo and Juliet retelling, but it feels very Romeo and Juliet because you've got these two high schoolers who are from obviously two different families, and they have pho restaurants that are across the street from each other. And the families hate each other.
Well, like, of course they do.
Their parents hate each other. And so they've always told the kids, like, you never hang out with... So it's very Romeo and Juliet-ish. And it's really cute. I think I was texting you. I'm like, I thought that all my years growing up listening to Chinese would somehow make it easier for me to read Vietnamese words.
Didn't your parents like come, weren't they, didn't they live in Vietnam?
My parents were born in Vietnam, and they lived there until like the late 70s when they left because of everything that was happening in Vietnam at the time. But yeah, so my parents, I was actually talking to my mom about it, and I'm like, how come you never like taught us Vietnamese alongside Chinese? Because I just assumed like you grew up in Vietnam, you speak it fluently, right? And she's like, I don't know it that well. I'm like,
really?
Hold on. And she's like, yeah, because apparently when they went to school, the school they went to was not Vietnam. It was a Chinese-speaking school. And so I was like, that's really interesting.
I mean, on the one hand, I'm sorry for assuming that she would speak Vietnamese.
I mean, she does. She does, but it's, I just
not
assume that
not fluently.
I assume she knew it more than apparently she does. She's like, it's like me with like Mandarin. Like I understand it a lot more than I can speak it. and right. she can't read it because there are so many different tone marks in Vietnamese. So yeah, it was just, that was a really fun thing to learn because I was reading this book.
It's really cool to learn things about your parents as an adult too that you didn't know.
It is,
like,
kind
you
of,
think
yeah.
like you raised me, I was with you every day.
You think you know somebody.
Yeah.
But
and then
you
it's
don't.
Like, mom, what the
excuse
heck?
Me? So yeah, it's a really cute little story. Obviously they end up meeting and talking and all of that.
Yeah.
So it was really cute. I have literally no complaints about it. Five stars. I loved it. And it's been on my list for a while. And then I saw it at the library and I was like, you're coming home with me.
Yeah,
thank you.
You're coming home with me, guys.
That's kind of just what happens. I walk into the YA section, I see something, I'm like, okay, it's a sign.
I'll take it.
And then I read Light Lark by Alex Astor.
Did you? Was it good?
We talked about, I actually really liked it.
Yeah?
I think it's like 3.75, 4 stars around there.
Hey.
It's a pretty solid read. And I know we compared it to The Hunger Games, and since I recently just read The Hunger Games, I can say that it doesn't give me the same vibes as Hunger Games.
Okay.
Like, I know it's like, you have these people coming in, and it's a competition kind of thing. But I think you mentioned it when you were talking about your, like, when you went and met Alex. It is more of a, like, strategy, like, alliances.
Yeah, it's not like I'm gonna cut your head off.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a very political thing.
Yeah.
And in all actuality, I feel like it should be less of like a competition kind of thing and more of they should all work together kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because
they're probably blind to that though.
I feel like, I mean, because it all centers around like this prophecy or this the curse essentially. And so without giving too much away, there's information that they all have, everybody has, that if you're basing it on that information, you should all be working together to solve. It's like
you
a puzzle.
You guys would make your world a lot better if you worked together.
So there is, there was like a twist, I guess, that I saw coming. So that kind of bumped it down a little bit. But, you know, it's, again, there's only so many ways you can tell a story. So it's not like it was terrible. It was really enjoyable. I actually really enjoyed it. I don't understand what all the hate is, but everybody's entitled to their opinions. I enjoyed it. I liked it. I'm excited for the next book.
I'm getting close to be able to read it.
Yeah.
I just have two more arcs and then I've got a while before another ones do.
Yeah, I have like a little break in arcs, and so I was like, and that's why I was, and I specifically said I need to read Hunger Games and All of Us Villains beforehand because it was, the synopsis was giving us that vibe.
Right.
So I wanted to have those first, and then I read that, or I listened to that, and I enjoyed it. It was fun.
Okay, good.
And then I also started and finished Six Crimson Cranes by Elizabeth Lim.
Oh, cool.
It has been on my list for a while as well. She's going to be in conversation with Chloe Gong next week. And I was like, well, I need to read something of hers before I attend this. Just, it would make me feel better. Like,
I mean,
she's not going to know, but it'll make me feel better.
I did the same thing with Tiffany D. Jackson when I went and saw Victoria Aviary. So, I was like, I want to consume some of your media.
Right.
And not just sit there like a weirdo.
Right, exactly. So I really enjoyed it. I have the second book. I listened to it on audiobook and I have the second book already. But I worked from home today, so I was reading a physical book. So I will listen to it tomorrow and probably finish it tomorrow.
Do you look at inspired by things for subscription boxes?
Inspired
like,
by
so things. Like there are items inspired by this.
I generally, if it's anything of that's inspired by Chloe Gong's books, then yes. Everything
else,
what
I'm saying
kind of depends
is,
on what it is.
I'm just going to say it, and if you get mad at me, I'm sorry. There is a Six Crimson Cranes inspired item in Fairy Loot this month.
Okay.
I didn't know if you didn't want to know, like...
I think they announced
I don't want
that,
to
though.
Know... They do, but I don't know if you avoid that, is
oh,
what I was
no.
trying to say.
Whatever they put out, like...
You're fine with.
Of,
you just
yeah.
don't want to see photos. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there is an item inspired by that, so it's funny that you read that book this week, because you'll be getting something.
Yeah, that's exciting.
I'm not going to tell you what, but yeah.
That's
And it's one that I held it up for one of my nieces and she was like, so
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah,
It's
so you'll like it. It's cool.
a really good book. And there was the twist to this one that I didn't see coming at first, and then as it progressed, as like the main character was like thinking on things, I was like, "Hold on a second. I think maybe so as she was discovering like what the twist, I guess, would be, I
Yeah.
was like, "Oh, maybe that's it."
Oh,
Like,
yeah,
I
I like
got there
those.
just a little bit before she did. So it was like really
Yeah.
cool. So yeah, I'm looking forward to listening to the next book tomorrow. And then I started reading The Witch Haven by Sasha Payton Smith. I'm about a third of the way into it, and I don't dislike it, but it is a little slow. Like, I
Yeah.
feel like not much has happened.
Yeah.
So I'm
And you're like,
hoping
are you
that.
writing just to write?
Yeah, it feels like a lot of exposition. So I'm hoping, like, I'm a third of the way through, so maybe like I'm around the second act now, maybe something's gonna
Yeah.
pick up, so we'll see. But I have hopes. I have high hopes for it. It
Yeah.
sounds really good. I actually read the synopsis for once,
Yeah.
and it sounds really good, so I'm looking forward to that.
To be fair, and I know you haven't read it yet, but the first Crescent City book, the first half was absolutely miserable because it was so much world building and getting you to know every character. But then it
Well, and then
flips around and it's like, oh, I'm so glad I kept with it.
I've said it before, if ACOTAR taught me anything, it's wait until the end to judge a
Yes.
book, you know, because
Yes.
sometimes it just takes you a while to get there. And
It took me
I
years
can
to get through the first quarter of ACOTAR.
it took me a
Like for real.
long
I would start and I was like, I can't read this. When she's in the woods and he's like comes to get her, I'm just like, ugh. And then
So
finally when COVID started, my friend was like, you have to read it. You have to. And so I did. And then it was like, oh.
yeah. So if ACOTAR taught me anything, you gotta power through
Keep going.
sometimes.
Power through.
Don't judge anything until you get to the end.
And I feel guilty DNFing a book because I'm like, unless there's like a very triggering thing where I'm like, I can't read this. Or like I did that with Guild. I can't read Guild. I know it's so popular, but I can't do it. And then unless it's just really, really terrible, I feel like if they took their time to write it, I'm gonna try to take my time to read it. I may put it down and come back,
It
but
might take a
I'm gonna
long time,
try.
but I'll get
Yeah.
through it. Unless something's really, like you said, if it's triggering
Unless
or if
it's
it's something
terrible
really
or
problematic, like then
yeah.
I will. But I
And I
don't
guess
know that I've DNF'd anything.
I guess that could be a content warning for the Gleam. I don't really know. The Gilded Cage, I think, is what the series is. It's like
I don't
Guild, Gleam,
glow.
Glisten. I don't, you know. But it's like rape, very rapey, very rapey, very early on. And it was just like, I can't, I don't want to listen to this. I don't want to read this.
Yeah, that's fair. And then so that's what I'm currently reading. I today watched the first Hunger Games movie. I have to watch it now, otherwise I will lose all of the information from the books. So I need to do it while it's still semi-fresh in my mind. I'm still processing. And I just realized it like not too long ago. Each of these books has a really traumatic death that hurts me in my soul.
Yeah,
Like,
she
I'm
did that on
still
purpose.
recovering. It's really rude. I don't like it. I'm really
Yeah,
mad
at
about
least
it.
when we read it, we had like I think the first two were out, but the third wasn't. I can't really remember. It's been so long. But like I know we had to wait for something and it was like we had time to process where you did not have time
No.
to process. You went like
I
right
went.
into
So it's I'm very emotionally damaged at the moment. So the first movie I think it stands up. There were a couple things that they changed that I was like, okay. But like one of the things they change is like, you know, she gets the Mockingjay pin from Madge in the book. In the movie she gets it from the Hob. She like buys it from or she
Oh,
doesn't buy,
yeah.
but she gets it from the Hob. And then she tries to give it to Prim and she's like, it'll protect you, and then Prim gives it back to her like, it'll protect you in the Hunger
Yeah.
Games. So that was one thing, and I can understand why they
You
did
can see
that,
why that's like an
because
emotional.
yeah, but and
Yeah.
also it's like, why add another character that you're just gonna kill off?
Right.
You know, like there's enough death
Right.
in these movies, like let's not add another
And
one.
just a minor character from the beginning.
Like, yeah, she's her friend, but she's like an afterthought kind of friend. Like, I feel like they weren't really
And
friend friends.
Taking her out of the equation makes Katniss more, all she had was Gale and Prim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. So, there is that. And I will say, while the outfits are great, sometimes the way they do her hair just makes me really cringe.
Yeah.
It's like, guys.
Have you seen the fire dress yet?
They're all fire dresses. Okay. I'm midway through. Well, I'm not mid. Well, I just started the second one, and they just, PETA just uttered your favorite line of the series. So that happened and lights went down. So that's where I'm paused right now.
I can't remember. It's been so long. I just remember there being a really gorgeous dress.
I think I like the one that the tribute parade in the second movie, where it looks like they're just all black, and then she presses a button and the flames
and
come
it lights up. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. That one's gorgeous. She just did her little twirl and turned her wedding dress into the Mockingjay dress. And they show Cinna on screen, and I'm like, oh no, I know what comes next.
Yep.
I'm not well.
Lenny Kravitz.
I'm not well. So, yeah, that's fun. But so
how did you like the ending of the book, though? The last book with the future.
I like it, but
babies, real babies.
I like it. I don't know what it is. Like, I understand that it's an epilogue, and I understand that you can't show them going from defeating the Capitol and, like, growing up and getting married and doing all of that.
Right. You wish you could see it, though.
Yeah.
You wish you could be
like,
a part of it.
It doesn't feel like it's a payoff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, after all of that, they get a happy ever after, but it doesn't feel like a payoff in that way.
Yeah.
Like, that was the end game. Like, that's what I wanted, mm-hmm. but it doesn't feel as satisfactory. Like, I don't feel the same satisfaction that I wish I did. So, I liked it. It was good, but...
I was just happy they had babies.
Yeah, that was nice. That was nice.
Yeah, the babies he talked about.
And She-Hulk episode 5.
Could I tell you anything that happened in She-Hulk episode 5? No, I know I watched it.
I wrote notes.
Good, so... I'm glad you're here.
I wrote notes. I wrote down, so when they go to the superhero or the boba shop, and Nikki starts talking to the guy in Chinese, ma'am, I wrote down, Nikki, that's a little racist. Why is she assuming that because he's not answering her that he can't speak English, that he for some reason speaks Chinese.
Okay. I thought you meant she said something racist in Chinese that like they subtitled or miscaptioned or something. I was like, wait, what?
No, just her speaking to him in Chinese was racist.
Yeah, okay.
It's a little racist. Woo!
I was like, oh my god, what did I miss? I got you. I feel you, yeah.
I was just like, girl, really?
Yeah.
We're gonna do that? No, thank you. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I really like Jamila Jamil's American accent.
Yeah.
It's so funny. She's so good at it. I'd never heard it, and I love it. I love it. She's so funny. I love her.
You know what? She's so good at it that I forgot that she's not American. Yeah, she's not American.
Yeah. She's so good at it.
I just remembered that in The Good Place.
Yeah.
She did not have an American accent.
Yeah, she's not American.
It's like the dude from The Walking Dead. He does such a good Southern accent. It's like, oh, he's English.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And Hugh Laurie in House. Mm-hmm. I didn't know he was English for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like what's his name? Oh my God. Tom Holland. Why did I do that? My brain glitched. There are times in Spider-Man where you can hear his English accent if you pay attention, and it's like, he's trying, bless his little heart, but then you've got people like that who are like so good at it.
So I love that, and I felt so much secondhand embarrassment for Jen this episode.
Oh my god, having to have the freaking court case with every single one of those guys there.
That was just poor girl.
I mean
I'm glad she won, but yikes.
I'm ready to see her in the freaking clothes though.
I know, I'm so mad. That ending though with the Daredevil helmet, I was like,
we started screaming. And Josh was like, I knew it.
I was like, Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
When do we get to see them together?
When? And no end credits this time. No end credit scene.
I know. I was like, how dare you?
It's weird.
How dare you?
Weird and rude.
Very rude. I would just like to say one more thing, and then I'm done with She-Hulk. I know last week you were freaking out because Milo is part of the MCU now, but technically, because Jen breaks the fourth wall, we are part of the MCU now, technically speaking.
Yes, we are.
So, you know, just saying.
Heard. Love it.
Okay.
We are in the MCU.
I mean, in addition to the fact that the multiverse exists, so everything's canon, but, you know,
yeah,
specifically
canon forever.
Specifically this, she's talking to us, so that means we are part
true.
Of the MCU.
That's a good point.
Thank you. I have some of those
sometimes.
I love this. What did you do this week?
I didn't do a whole heck of a lot. I did finish The Luminaries by Susan Dennard. Loved it. It comes out November 1st. I think I was still in the middle of it last week.
Yes.
Okay, good. I was going to say, I know I talked about it, but I don't think I had finished.
No.
I know I talked about how I thought it was leading up to a twist that was going to be very obvious. If it is, it'll happen in a future book because it did not happen in this. Like, it's going to be a long con. I still think that this thing is going to happen, but hopefully I'm not certain. It was really, really good though. Like, really, really highly recommend it. I said I was from the Monday clan because the Mondays are the people who like want to research and like compile the knowledge of the nightmares, and the spirits that release these nightmares. And so they're like the Ravenclaws of the bunch.
Say.
Is like they, they have the library and they, you know, they keep record of all of it. Liked it. The little book boyfriend, I can't remember his name now because I finished it like I think the last time we recorded, so it's been a week.
Yeah,
it was really good. I'm really glad I got the arc for that. It comes out November 1st, so we don't have to wait too long for everybody to be able to read it. I also finished The Last Dreamwalker by Rita Woods. It came out Tuesday, so it's out in the world. Very, very good. I talked about this last week too. Growing up in the South near Barrier Islands, they're like a 2-3 hour drive. It's very kind of nostalgic. You grow up hearing about Gullah Geechee people and knowing people who know or are related to Gullah Geechee people. And so you hear like whispers of stories and like they talk about haints, which is like ghosts. And there's like this trend. I don't know if you've heard of, have you heard of haint blue porches?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so it's this color that the joke is it ain't blue and it ain't green. It's like a middle of blue and green. And the story is that haints, which is what they call like ghosts, can't cross this shade of color. So a lot of porches in the South, mine included, have the ceiling painted in this blue color so that spirits can't get, like negative spirits and negative energy can't get into your home.
Okay.
So yeah, I painted my porch like right after we moved in because I was like, I gotta have my haint blue porch, like it's a thing. So they talk about haints, they talk about boo hags, which I grew up terrified of, which is basically I don't really know how to explain it other than like sleep paralysis. A lot of people claim to see like something in their room that is darker than dark.
Ooh.
Like blacker than black, darker than dark, and it just looms over you, and it's the boo hag, and it can like sit on your chest and make you like, that's what makes you not be able to move when you have sleep paralysis. Like, it's a whole thing.
No, thank you.
And so these women, it's like generations of women that go back and forth between their point of views, are able to walk in others' dreams and kind of influence them in a way.
Okay.
It was really good. It was lots of drama at the end. I don't want to give too much away, but I still have to write my blog about it. I meant to today, but today was terrible. That's why I did not do it. I'm not going to do it today. I'll do it tomorrow. The Last Dreamwalker by Rita Woods. It's out now. Go read it wherever and however you like books. It was fantastic. I watched She-Hulk. We already talked about that. I did go to my Chemical Romance concert.
Yes.
We rode up with our besties. So it was them and us and the twins. Beforehand, we went to, I think it's called Iron City. I should have written the name down. But it's a Korean barbecue restaurant. And I've never gone to like a Korean... We have like Korean fusion food here,
mm-hmm.
and we've been to Korean fusion restaurants, but never like the barbecue where you like grill in front of yourself.
I love Korean barbecue.
It was so good. I was really shocked because the twins and Josh, who likes no food, like he's like the pickiest. They all tried squid. I can't. First of all, I don't really do seafood very much because my dad's super allergic. So I don't, just out of an abundance of caution. Yeah, they all tried it. And they were like, it tastes kind of like chicken, honestly. Josh was like, this squid tastes like the last piece of chicken left at the cookout. And all of the rest of everybody at the table was like, you know what? Yeah, it could have been not that it was not cooked well, because there were some meats we had that were excellent. There were some meats we had that were terrible. Mm-hmm. So it could have just been the way that this restaurant prepared it. I don't know. I didn't try the squid, so I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not a squid eater. The bulgogi was my favorite.
Yeah.
Not the Hawaiian, the regular. We had Hawaiian bulgogi too, but the regular beef was it. Their chicken was really good. We were kind of disappointed by their brisket because it like shredded into like papery. It was not good. It was bad. But it was very, like, overall it was an excellent experience. It was very well worth it. We had a blast. Most, I would say a good 90% of the food was epic. I ate a bunch of radishes, and I don't eat radishes, but theirs. So then we went over to the concert. It was drastically oversold. Drastically. I got like lawn seats, thinking that like, if y'all want to be down in the pit, if y'all want to be up on top of each other, do that down there away from me. We're going to have like a little, no. The lawn was like bumper to bumper humans.
Oh my God.
Like they were like, I was freaking out because I am a germaphobe. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I don't really love this at all. Thankfully, Josh's, they're both our besties, but the man side, Kyle, found like a row of trees that people were just kind of like not there. So we couldn't see the stage perfectly, but like we had room to put our blanket out, and like the twins laid on the blanket, and we had seats that we had brought, like camp chairs. And it was really nice. It really was. It was such a good concert. We got home late. It was Sunday night. We are all, the twins are fine. Josh and I are still recovering because my God, it was so late and just like such a big day, but it was so worth it. It really was. Gerard Way, every night he comes out in like a different like outfit. So like one night it was like a clown costume just for no reason. Like he is so fun. So this night he had on like khaki pants and like a brown crop top with like a scarf tied around his neck and sunglasses. He's the most wholesome little creature ever. He's got to be protected like at all costs. And so he, like, they have this one song where he talks about the world is ugly, but you're beautiful. And he like made this whole speech about like he wrote it in like years and years ago when they were in Korea on tour and things were like happening in the world. Like the world was existing basically. In our generation. And he was like, he was thinking about how ugly the world was, but how beautiful, like he was seeing Korea and how gorgeous it was. And he's like, and I'm here with my wife. And so he wrote this song about like, the world is ugly, but you can still find beauty and you're beautiful and blah, blah, blah. It was very sweet.
We need more of that.
Yeah. Yeah,
the
we
world
do.
It's real ugly.
Yeah. And it's just, and he's like, and it got worse. But
it did.
You're beautiful. And then last, I download. So Josh has been playing this pirate game on the Xbox for like ever, Sea of Thieves. And he's gotten the twins into it where like he went and got a second Xbox so that they could play together. And I was like, he took the Switch down and he was like, we can get rid of this. Like, we never play it. And I was like, actually, I meant Dreamlight Valley came out and I'm going to need that. So I went and downloaded Dreamlight Valley, which is Disney's. It's basically if The Sims and Breath of the Wild and Animal Crossing had a baby. You have your little character and a little village and you're running around doing quests for Mickey and like Donald, and I've got Mother Gothel and Ursula trying to send me to do stuff, and Kristoff keeps like stalking me, but that's another story for another time. He'll just be like, do you ever talk about your feelings? And it's like, what, Kristoff, what? And every time like I'm anywhere near Kristoff, he's like, have a good evening, and he like whips. It's funny.
I love it.
Obviously, Kristoff is not flirting with my avatar. It's just how the game is made. But like now that Josh and the twins and I have like this running joke of like,
yeah,
Kristoff's stalking me. He won't leave me alone.
Oh my God.
So the rest of my time has been in Dreamlight Valley, just running around perfecting my little slice of Disney.
I love it.
I got to go get Remy. I went to Remy's World, and you can like cook in his kitchen, and then he moves to your island, aww, island, village, whatever. But then I also just got Wally to come, aww, and he's so nervous, but he's like so excited to be here. So I'm having to like introduce him to everybody and like get him vibing with our valley. He's so sweet.
I love Precious.
Yeah, he gets really excited when you give him trash.
I bet.
Yeah.
He loves it. I love it. That's awesome.
So that's my week. Other than the concert, it wasn't very exciting. But
well, did you have... any fictional boyfriends this week?
I'm going to say Gerard Way, even though he's not fictional.
Yeah.
But he was just so freaking sweet, dancing around on that stage in his little crop top.
I love it.
Yeah. What about you?
I have three. Okay. One is Finnick. My mm-hmm. sweet Finnick. My poor sweet Finnick. I love Finnick. He just got introduced in the second movie, like, that I was watching before we started recording. And I was like, oh, I forgot how much of a jerk you are in the beginning.
Yep.
But I know I'm going to love you. So, Finnick O'Dare.
The guy who plays him in the movies is in that Me Without You movie. And I remember being like, oh, it's Finnick.
He even looks like a douchebag a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, for sure. You're so good. I love you so much.
Yeah.
So, Finnick O'Dare. Okay. The next one, you will absolutely agree with me. Alistair Lowe.
Oh my God, I love Alistair Lowe.
I love him.
God almighty.
I get it. I understand now. I understand.
He was
now
one of my first fictional boyfriends, like early on, I think.
I love him. I get it. Yeah. I get it now.
Yep.
I get it now. The entire time I was listening, I was like, oh, baby, I love you.
Yeah.
And this one you won't understand, but Grimshaw from Light Lark. And for anybody who has read Light Lark, I am Team Grim. There is nobody else. I don't care what anybody says. Team Grim, 100%. All I will say about that.
Okay.
I love him. I love him. I'm mad at him, but I love him. But I understand. It's fine.
I get it.
It's okay. I forgive you. You'll understand once you get to it.
Yeah. If you're
anything but Team Grimm, I'm going to be so upset.
We'll see.
But I feel like you'll get it. I feel like you'll get it. Knowing you, I feel like you'll get it.
Okay. Who's the worst? Because that's who I want to go for. Like, who's the most evil? Don't tell me.
I was like, I listened to the book several days ago. I can't give you any more information.
What characters were there? I don't recall.
Who else is there but Grimm? Okay, it's just Grimm. It's not, but it is.
Yeah.
I love him. So yeah, my three fictional boyfriends this week.
Love it.
Where did your money go, Mandy?
I bought a lot of merch, but all of my t-shirts are in the dirty clothes because I haven't washed them yet. Mm-hmm. Josh had to like man the merch aisle because we got there and like finally got situated and they started coming out to play. And Josh was like, he's not like a big super fan of My Chemical Romance. So he's like, just let me go get merch. I don't really care. I'm trying to do better about drinking water. Like I've never been a water person. So I've been doing really good about drinking 32 ounces of water a day, which is what my daughter told me to do. And I had a pink bottle that I didn't really care about, but he found like one of My Chemical Romance ones, so he got me the water bottle from them. And then Saturday the twins had a birthday party to go to, but it was only for like an hour and a half. It was like a quick party. So we decided to run errands. We went and got lunch, and then he just starts driving, and I'm like, where are you going? And he's like, well, I figured I'd take you to the bookstore.
Like,
okay.
He's a keeper.
And so I was like, how many books do I get? Or I said, what's my limit? And he said, $5. And I was like he's being playful. And I was like, okay. So we walk in, and he's like, all right, 5 books. Everybody knows the rules. And I was like, wait, 5 books? He was like, yeah, 5 books. We got 6 because he added Spooky Georgia, because we have Spooky South and I think like Spooky Carolina or something, but it's by S.E. Schlosser, and it's like a just like a hauntings book of like random stories.
Okay.
I actually haven't even gone through this yet, even though I know a lot. I'm sure I know a lot of these. So yeah, Spooky Georgia. Then a friend of his recommended this. I guess this is kind of a series, but not like you don't have to read it in any order. Mm-hmm. It's The Haunting of Blackwood House by Darcy Coates. Supposed to be really good. We'll see. Then my taste comes in. I got Love on the Brain.
Yay.
I got The American Roommate Experience. Oh. You don't know why I bought this one. It's The Essex Serpent with the Tom Hiddleston cover on it.
Of course.
I'll probably be reading this one very soon because it actually does sound really good.
Yeah.
This I bought literally for the cover. It's The Book of Living Secrets.
Ooh, that's pretty.
By Madeline Rue. So she wrote the Asylum series. It was like Asylum, Sanctum, Catacomb or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just thought the cover it's looked really, really good. So
yeah, I like that.
And then that's what we got. So that was my books from them. And then my Ballad of Never After came in, as did my pre-order exclusive or pre-order incentive cover.
Yay! Thing.
So yeah,
so pretty.
And then now I am saving for our Universal trip. So I don't, other than the Folk of the Air box set,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying not to spend any more money. So next week, hopefully, I don't have anything to tell you or show you.
We'll see.
Yeah, not I'm weak. Everything. Yeah. Where did your money go?
Well, you can't see the giant stack that's next to me. So we took a stop at Target. I forget why. I think I had to return something at Target. And so we swung by the Halloween section because my daughter wanted to. And as soon as we walked in, we found a little giraffe set. All my dreams have come true. I can be a giraffe for Halloween now. Me, the shortest person I know, can now be a giraffe. So I'm very excited. And then I sent you a picture of this already, but I got this cutest little candy cane dress.
That is really cute. This so candy happy. Corn.
Candy, what did I say? Candy cane?
Candy cane.
Candy corn. Wrong holiday.
I was like, the listeners are going to think she has lost her marbles. That candy is so corn. Cute.
It's so cute. My daughter was like, because we went to the Target in our local mall. And so then we were walking around the mall and my daughter's like, can we go into Hot Topic? And I was like, weird, but okay.
Yeah. Okay.
My 7-year-old. And so we're walking around and then I saw this dress and I was like, I have to have it.
Yeah.
So I bought it and it's so cute. I'm obsessed with it. I love it.
It is really cute.
I got this cute like crossover, I think it's, I don't know if it's cropped, but it's like Doctor Strange inspired.
Oh, that is cute.
It's hard to see, but it's Doctor Strange inspired.
I like
it's
it. Sleeve.
It's from Elhofer. It's very cute. It's very comfy and it's great for cleavage because crossover. I got a few books as well. So I was talking about it for a while, a couple weeks on the podcast, but off of Pango, I got the box
Yay!
Set of These Violent Delights duology, which comes with the slipcase, and I know nobody cares but me, but I needed to have it. So now, yet another set. But this is going to go in the bag for Chloe to sign.
You just have her sign the slipcase too. The box too.
And so when I went to go get that, I took a look at what that same seller had just to see if I could hit like their free shipping minimum. And they had previously had not had a lot of things, but apparently they added something new, which was a Casey McQuiston bundle. So I got One Last Stop and Red, White, and Royal Blue and regular paperbacks, and I hit free shipping. So I got all four of these for $25.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Yeah, not bad at all. Very exciting.
Yeah.
Another thing to add to my bag of Chloe Gong books to get signed, Eternally Yours.
Oh,
it is edited by Patrice Caldwell. Chloe has, it's an anthology of paranormal love stories to capture your heart and resurrect your soul.
Wow.
It looks really pretty. I'm really excited.
Gorgeous.
To read it. I haven't read it yet. The authors that wrote stories are Kaylin Bayron, Kendar Blake, Kat Cho, Melissa De La Cruz, Hafsa Faisal, Sarah Gailey, Chloe Gong, Alexis Henderson, Adib Karam, Anna Marie Lackmore, Casey McQuiston, Sandhya Menon, Akshaya Rahman, Marie Rutkowski and Julian Winters. I knew like three names.
Yeah, I knew several of those. Yeah.
So it's really pretty. I'm very excited. It's going in my bag to come with me to my Chloe Gong signing.
Yeah.
I got my Thor Love and Thunder Marvel Collector Core box. As expected, I didn't know, but I expected the two Funko Pops to be inside, to be Thor and the Mighty Thor, and I was correct. Yeah. There's a little cork pin, which is really cute, and I don't remember what else is in there. There's a shirt and something else. Oh, a decal, I think, a Valkyrie symbol. So there's that. I have two more things. One, I forgot to show last week because I put it on this side and not on this side. It's gonna be crinkly. It's my Wizard of Oz lounge fly.
Oh, with Toto.
With Toto right there on the
where's
front.
Where's my little Toto? He's perking his ears up.
It's so pretty. It's so sequiny and sparkly.
Gorgeous.
I love it. I'm very excited to add it to my Wizard of Oz shelf. And one more lounge fly. It's Mushu.
Mushu.
He's so
I love
cute.
That. Yeah.
So he will go over with my Mulan shelf because apparently I have shelves for everything.
I feel like your bedroom is the TARDIS.
Sometimes it feels like it. Like yeah. I don't know how all this stuff fits in here, but I make it work.
Yeah.
And I'm just double checking my notes because I wrote it all down so that I wouldn't forget anything. I did get my September Patreon from Here Comes the Nerd, but I left it over there. But
you got your novelty chest, which is
I did get my novelty chest.
I have to tell you a funny story.
Yeah, do it.
I am a garbage person, okay? I'm a garbage can. I try to be organized in my house with a novelty chest. I haven't, like, gotten to books yet. So I'll, like, put my book on the shelf. And then I have my grimoire tea drawer. So I've just been taking the teas and just throwing them in the drawer on top of until I get to them. One of the twins opened, like, she was with me when I opened novelty chest today.
Yeah.
And so I was like, look at the book. She snatched it from me. She's like, it's so gorgeous.
Yeah.
And so I was like, here's the teas. Will you throw them in the tea drawer for me? And she opened it up. She was like, this is absolutely not going to do. She's like, how do you know what book is what? So I'll send you, I'm not going to post it, but I'll send you a picture of her. Like, she's got the stack of novelty chess books that I had to get off my shelf for her. And she went through book by book, each book had a Ziploc bag.
Mm-hmm.
And the teas for that book went into the Ziploc bag. So now they're all clearly marked and in my drawer. Speaking of novelty chest, and she's sending her dad pictures because she needs a novelty chest now too.
Oh, tell her to use
Auntie's got coupons.
Use the coupon code. All of mine are still in the original boxes that they came in because I would lose the teas otherwise.
Yeah.
So I have them in a stack next to my desk.
I should have done that, but I didn't.
It's okay.
I wanted the books on my shelves.
Did we see what October's book is going to be?
I didn't. Did I?
I don't know if you did, but I've known for months.
Oh, yeah, I did. I did.
I've known for months.
Wait a second. I know why she's doing that face. Yeah.
Because what comes out at the end of September, that would be the perfect book for October.
Yeah, because I was like, I don't have to buy it now because I already did.
Yeah. Like, I'm excited to see what the edges are going to be. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's going to be so good. It's going to be so good.
Yeah. All you're right. Not kidding.
I'm going to lose it. Anyways. All right. What are you anticipating?
Next week I have a busy freaking
crazy ass week next week.
Book week.
Yeah.
So on the 26th, I have Stephanie Garber and Shelby Marin chat Ballad of Never After. On the 27th, Kingdom of the Feared comes out. I should probably take that day off. Just thought of that. And I need a day off. Where I am home and no one else is. I love my family very much. But I did it for A Court of Silver Flames. I took the day off. I went and picked up my book. I made myself a charcuterie board and got Starbucks. And I laid on my couch all day. It was wonderful. So that's the 27th. 28th, Carrie Maniscalco. I said it right this time. And Holly Black talk Kingdom of the Feared.
Yep.
And then I get a break to go to Universal a couple of weeks after that. Then the Atlas Paradox comes out. I'm unwell. I can't wait. And then Y'all Fest.
Yay.
Oh, actually, next Saturday.
Yeah.
Next Saturday is the first. Okay. So they're doing the area, the town where my, what I call my, Yeah, the town where I call my
I'm so
little
bad.
indie bookstore, the bookstore that I go to for like when I saw Victoria Aveyard and when I saw Alex Astor, they're have they're,
Yes.
like the whole town is doing the Decatur Book Festival, so they're having like a whole day of like bookish things, and Chloe Gong is gonna be
I'm
there.
so mad.
Oh, I'm dead. And I wasn't sure if I was gonna be able to go. Like, I mean, I have like three other people in the house whose schedules like I have to
Yeah.
coordinate with. And so my husband, the guy, Josh, he was talking to me today and he said a friend of ours who lives in Alabama once, like they just moved. They lived around here, then they moved to Colorado and they moved back. And he's like, they want to come see us next weekend. Do we have anything going on? And I was like, well, I was thinking about going to this book festival, but I didn't make any plans. So if they want to come on Saturday, we don't have to do that. He's like, no, they want to come on Sunday. We can go to the book festival. So now I've got tonight. I've got to print my. I've got to order my Vistaprint bookmarks so that
Are
I
they
can
gonna
give her one.
come before next week?
Vistaprint's usually really fast for us,
Okay.
at least.
Okay.
I think so. If not, I'll print some at Staples and make them fancy.
It'll be so funny because then 3 days later, you may get the same one.
I should be like, you're gonna meet my best friend in a few days and you'll know her.
You'll know. Just trust me,
You'll
you'll know.
remember her. You're gonna know her. I don't know if they're.
Give her no information, just be like, you'll know. Trust me.
So what she's on like a panel with E. Lockhart and I forget the third author. I don't know if, because like they have a link to order signed copies of the books, but I don't know if it will be a you can walk up to the authors and talk to them. We'll see. I mean, we don't have anything else going on that day, so we're gonna go up. Like, so yeah,
I was
I
so
could
mad when
very
you
well
told
meet
me.
Chloe before you. And it was like I wouldn't even do that intentionally, but like it
Right,
was like,
no.
how do I
It just
not go when
kind of
she's there?
worked out that way. Yeah.
It's like if I don't really know, like because you would still want to go if it was Holly Black or something, like because you've read Cruel Prince. But if it was like if it was somebody that I really liked, how could you not go if you were
Right.
like able, like you didn't have anything to do and
Right.
you were just like it was in San Francisco. You're like, I'll drive the 45 minutes. I'll drive the hour. So yeah,
For sure.
I might do
It's
that
just
next
so
weekend.
funny. That was so fun. That was so
I
funny
was
when you
just like,
text when you
yeah, because I'm
texted that to
scrolling through
me,
their
I was
email and I
just
was like,
like, excuse me?
I know. I was like, do I not? I was like, I can't not tell
No,
her
you
she's coming here out of all of the authors.
Right? That's so funny. That was so funny. I laughed so hard. I was like, excuse me? And then I just started laughing. Because of course. Of course.
Oh, I love
Oh
it.
my gosh. Good times. Good times.
What about you? What are you anticipating?
Oh my goodness. Okay, here we go. Tomorrow is the 23rd. I will be reading and starting and finishing The Dragon's Promise, which by Elizabeth Lynn, which is the second book in the Six Crimson Crane series, because I'm really excited about it. And it's on audiobook, so I will finish it in one day because I've started listening to things at 1.5 speed. It's a game changer, guys.
Yes, it is.
It's a game changer. Then on the 24th is the start, or I guess officially the start of my daughter's fall break. It's a Saturday. It's fall break. I will be driving down to Southern California. I'm going to stop by Frankenstein's Collectible and visit Joanna of Here Comes the Nerd because they're doing a little sticker expo. So I'm going to be like, hey girl, I miss you.
Oh.
Give her a hug. Visit for a little bit and then drive on down to Heather's where we will be staying on Sunday, the 25th. Heather is dropping us off at Disneyland. My daughter and I are going to do like a little mommy-daughter Disney morning while she goes to a baby shower. Then we're meeting up with Dr. Toffany.
Dr. Tony Heston,
And
DVM.
we're gonna hang out at Downtown Disney, maybe do dinner, and then 26, 27, 28, 29 is Disneyland. 27th is also Foul Lady Fortune comes out, as well as the virtual Barnes and Noble book launch of Foul Lady Fortune with Chloe Gong in conversation with Elizabeth Lim. So I'm really excited about that. I will be finding a corner at Disneyland to hide in and
I know we
listen to
talked
this
about
talk.
I considered signing up for that, but that would have been three book talks in 3 days. And I was
And
like,
also, and
I
spoilers.
can't. Yeah, and spoilers.
Spoilers. Which is
Yeah,
the
I don't
only
want to do that.
reason that I'm not signed up for the Stephanie Garber and Carrie Maniscalco
Yeah.
events because I haven't read
Yeah.
any of them.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then on the 29th is Oogie Boogie Bash, which is my first Oogie Boogie Bash. I'm very excited about it. We're doing, well, we wanted to do like a big group like themed costumes. But there are children, and children are the worst. So my daughter has decided she's going to be Addison from Zombies 3. Cool, whatever. That's her thing. But Joanna and her boyfriend are, I think, Cap and Black Widow. I'm obviously going to be Wanda. Heather has a dress that can, like, it could kind of, who was it? I think it's Rocket. You can kind of play it off as Rocket. It was made as, like, a Star Wars dress, but the colors and everything kind of, you can make it work if you play with it the right way. And then I think, Tiffany and Mary are doing something on their own with their girls. Not their girls, but Mary's girls. So. Very true. So, yeah, it'll be fun. It's the biggest group I've ever gone to Disneyland with.
Yeah.
But it'll be really fun. I'm excited, and I'm ready for tons of candy.
I know. I'm jealous that you get to go to Disney with Dr. Tawfany before I do, when I live so close to her compared to you.
Right. Yeah.
And she's at Disneyland all, or Disney World all the time, and I'm there fairly regularly, you know, and I just never get it at the right time.
It happens. It happens. Sorry. You get to meet Chloe Gong before I do.
That's true.
And then Friday the 30th, I will be driving back home from Southern California. It's going to be so much fun. I hate the drive. I hate it so much, but it is what it is.
It's about your distance. It's about the same distance for me at a Disney World, right? It's about like 5.5 hours.
I think so.
Yeah.
But we stop more because I have a small child who needs bathroom breaks. So it usually takes us closer to, like, I don't know, 7.
Fair.
And then I'm driving back Friday because Saturday the 1st is an early screening of Oni Thunder God's Tale, the first two episodes, in San Francisco. So I'm excited. I officially signed up for it, so we're gonna go on Saturday morning, and it'll be fun. A friend of mine, I sent it to a friend of mine who's in, I want to say, like, Davis, so close-ish. So they can, it's like right up their alley too, so I think they're coming too. And I haven't seen them in a while, so that'll be fun. And then the 4th is Chloe Gong book signing with my pile of books.
18 books.
Gazillion, million, trillion books. And then the 5th is season 3 premiere of Kung Fu. And it is a crazy week for me.
A little kid just stuck her head in and said, "Do you need any more hot chocolate?"
Oh, so sweet. So
sweet. Sweet baby. Sorry.
No, that's okay. We love it.
Lots of excitingness.
Lots coming. Of craziness going on. I have to look at flight prices again and see if I can come out for Y'all Fest. I love it. I want.
Yeah, my friend's parents aren't gonna be home, but she was like, they've got like a bill. If we want to stay at their house, we have to pay by feeding their cat.
Oh,
I was like, I think we can handle that.
That's fair.
I think we can do that. I just realized we're gonna have to dose up one of the twins a lot because she's allergic to cats. But
me too.
She'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
Yeah,
you can do it. I believe you.
She's one of the, like, she's like I would be if I was allergic to dogs. She's like, what is pain?
Yeah,
give me that cat so I can put it in my face and just. You know, like, love it.
Yeah, I love
who cares if I can't see and sneeze?
Breathe. Sneezing. You know, no big deal.
Yeah, who needs to breathe? It's overrated.
Oh my goodness. All right, what's next?
Do you have a freestyle?
I do. We're taking it back to day one of the podcast, where I'm going to say something that is controversial.
Oh, no.
You're going to hate it. I'm going to hate saying it. You're going to hate it. It's going to be the worst.
Oh, I'm tired. It's already been a bad day, Karen. What are you going
to
do?
What am I going to do? I'm going to tell you that listening to audiobooks is not reading.
Oh, my God. Ignorance. I mean, did you consume the story?
It feels so gross to say.
Did you end the audiobook knowing what happened in the book fully?
To be fair, physically reading it, I don't know what happened in the book either. So
yeah, exactly.
I have the same feeling at the end of listening to an audiobook as I would reading it, and that is
Just an attitude of jealous people who feel like they have to be superior by I read this book by flipping the pages. Like,
well, that's great for you.
We would all love to be able to sit around and read physical books all day every day and do nothing else.
But that just means that I'm gonna read more books than you, buddy, because I can listen to shit while I'm doing work.
Yep.
I literally, how many books did I go through this week? because most of them, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven books in a week.
Yeah.
In a week.
Because
one, two, three, four of them were audiobooks.
And that kind of, like, I did a TikTok recently because you see people who were like, I'll never be able to read 100 books like, you know, other people on Goodreads can. And I'm like, okay, well, some people can read 50 comic books in 3 days mm-hmm. that take 10 minutes,
yeah.
you know, per comic book. I was like, if you read The Lord of the Rings and it takes you three, four weeks, you're not a slow reader. There's nothing wrong with you just yeah. because somebody else reads it faster. You don't know their life, their obligations, blah, blah, blah. Right. And if someone can listen to an audiobook and multitask,
dude,
you're seriously. Jealous if that makes you mad. Like,
right?
That's a you problem, not a them problem. Like,
yes. 100%. Audiobooks yes. are reading.
Yes, they
are. You
are
still
yes,
reading if you are listening to an audiobook. I'm going to look up the definition of reading, like, because that just, it feels like it would include audiobooks.
Would that mean that Braille is not reading? Because right? you're not using your eyes to read, you're using your fingers. I'm using my ears to read an audiobook.
The action or skill of reading. Okay, you can't have the word reading in the definition of the word reading.
I love it.
That's literally what the action or skill of reading written. Okay, hold on. This is for the noun. Where is the? I need the verb.
That's I was like, what?
In I was God's like, that makes name. No sense.
Britannica, dictionary.com. You got to
okay.
figure out.
Okay,
your
here
life.
We go. Okay. Look at and comprehend the meaning of written or printed matter by mentally interpreting the characters or symbols of which it is composed. I can comprehend the meaning of written or printed matter by listening.
Yeah.
That is mentally interpreting the characters or symbols of which it is composed.
Yep. Doesn't have to be visual to be
Does
reading.
Doesn't have to be visual. Okay. You can't have the word reading in the definition of the word reading. It makes no sense because the next definition number two says discover information by reading it in a written or printed source. I'm trying to have you define what reading is. You can't
tell
me
what reading is.
I know what
dancing
reading is.
Dancing is when, like, you dance.
Yeah.
To dance means you just dance. Did you ever watch any episodes at all of, like, 19 Kids and Counting and all of that?
No.
There was this one clip I saw of one of the kids where they asked, he's like 7 years old, and they were like, do you ever listen to rock and roll music? And he was like, it's this, like, offended, like, shocked look on his face, and he's like, no, why would I do that? Then we might get dancing. Then we might get dancing. Like, okay. No, not the dancing.
I would like to read definition number 7 of reading the verb reading.
Okay.
Definition number 7, hear and understand the words of. Hear and understand the words of.
Yeah.
That sounds a lot like listening to an audiobook to me. Just,
yep.
Just saying.
When you walk in and you read the room, are you reading printed words? No.
So
whoever has that mentality can suck a butt.
To anybody who thinks listening to audiobooks is not reading, you suck. Go listen
and
to
also,
an audiobook.
Why are you listening to us? Like,
right?
If you don't like to listen to things, then we're not your cup of tea because you have to listen to us talk.
Oh my God. I just had a light bulb come on. This is why men are so stupid. They don't read. They don't listen. They don't read. They're idiots because, oh, it's like, that's all.
Cha-ching!
I was like, whoop. I wish I had like a little
doesn't
light bulb.
Cha-ching, but yeah. Like the buzz of electricity.
Right. I understood you.
Yeah. I'm so tired. It's my brain is running on like fumes. Are you ready to do a spiel?
I think so. I even wrote things down so I would remember what order to read them in.
Hey.
So that I don't confuse myself because I did that last week and it was very, very hard on me.
Look at you go. I'm proud of you.
Bad with changes. All right, friends. If you like this episode, please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you are listening to us. And you can also follow us on social media. We are at The Incoherent Fangirl on Instagram and TikTok, at Incoherent Girls on Twitter, because Twitter's the worst.
Boo.
We hate Twitter, but we're there anyway.
We hate you. We're there for Cash App giveaways.
True story. True story. One day. More monies, please. Thank you. You can also head on over to Facebook and give us a like over there, and then head over to our website, theincoherentfangirl.com, where you can also stream all of our episodes as well as read our blog, which has many book reviews on it.
Yes.
Not so much film and TV reviews because we don't do as much of that. But I will after next week. I will write one up on this new cartoon series that I'm going to see an early screening of. That'll be fun. Okay. It'll be something new, something not book related. Sorry, we're bookish people.
Yeah.
And if you would like to, you can also stream all of our episodes on YouTube if that's like your jam instead of listening to it on a podcast app or whatever. They are audio only because eventually we shall use YouTube for Patreon.
With
full video episodes and bonus content and stuff like that.
Stuff
like that. If you have any suggestions for Patreon or the podcast, or you have questions, comments, concerns, you just want to tell us we're pretty, say sorry about your eye, Mandy, and you got serrano pepper in it.
I got serrano pepper in my eye.
Send us an email, theincoherentfangirl@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
I would love for you to email me from the future to the past to tell me what to do with this eye to make it feel better. So if you could have that come to my inbox now on September 22nd at 9:53 p.m., that would be great.
9:53 p.m. Eastern time.
Eastern time. Yes. Eastern time. Yes. So. Thank you in advance. I will be checking moving forward. I would freak out if somebody was like, hey, I'm a time traveler.
God. That would be so funny.
Let me check my email. Oh my God. Nothing. Dang it.
But that would be very amusing. I would be very amused by that. Also, we would really love it if you can leave us a review on whatever platform you are listening to us on. If it's not Apple Podcasts, send us an email letting us know where you left it, because that's where we listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
We're dumb and don't check the other ones. So just
We should, but
there's so many of them.
I know.
There's so many of them. So
we're tired. We love you, but we're tired and old.
We are old and tired. I would
like to children in our houses.
Yes. So enough if you said. Do leave us a review, just let us know that you did so and on what platform, and we can head on over there and be like, yay, thank you.
Give us warm and fuzzies.
Yeah, absolutely. And she is at Mandy Perv on all of the things.
And she is at Ms. Made in China on all of the things.
And we're awesome. Yay.
Yes, we are. Forever, even with Pepper Eye.
And speaking of awesome people, go visit our internet besties. They're pretty dang awesome as well. First off, you can head over to herecomesthenerd.com and use code FANGIRL to get 20% off your first order.
Yes, you can. And then you can head over to onceuponabookclub.com and use code MANDY10 for 10% off.
And if that is not enough on the book never side enough. For you, never enough books, head on over to noveltychest.com. That is novel like a book, tea like the drink, chest.com. Use code FANGIRL5 and you'll get 5% off your monthly subscription.
One of my nieces was, this is just a funny little aside that I think the listeners will like. One of my nieces was asking for like recommendations of book boxes to ask her dad for. And I gave your spiel for novelty. I was like, it's novel like the book, tea like the drink, chest. Because she was writing a sticky note.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
And of course, just as it's never enough books, it's also never enough tea. So you can head over to grimoiretea.com and use code FANGIRLTEA. But remember, there is no I in team and there's no I in fangirl. So it's FANGRLTEA for 10% off your order.
It's fangirl.
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 Fangirltea. And that is that with our besties. They're the best. George Bailey is grouching about it. They're the best. Okay. You hush over there, old man.
The best. We love them. And we love
our besties. Yes, we do.
Thank you for listening.
That was the incoherent fangirl. We forgot that part.
I thought I just said that. Didn't I just say
did
that?
You? Did you?
Did I? Well, I'll find out in post.
I was listening to a dog growl, so maybe you did, and I just...
Who knows? It's a mystery. We'll find out.
Text me next week and tell me.
Anyways, we love you.
We love you.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
We are sponsored by our friends at Here Comes the Nerd. Pins, stickers, magnets, and more. Here Comes the Nerd has happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. New customers can use coupon code FANGIRL during checkout for 20% off their first order at herecomesthenerd.com. Coupon applies to ready-to-ship items only.